Hello, it's Tuesday, the 17th of September in the year of our Lord, 2024. Oh my goodness. Whilst I was sleeping, Diddy got arrested.
Diddy got arrested. Diddy got arrested.
I know,
Yeah.
so pristine. I was fast asleep, didn't know any of this, and I woke up and I was just bombarded with messages and alerts and everything else. Now, as listeners know, me and Christine have been on the whole Diddy thing going back to last October, when November. Cassie filed her lawsuit in November. We went through that lawsuit. We discussed it. We discussed Jonathan Oddie. We discussed everything, and we've been on it. As everybody knows, you can go and have a look at the Diddy series. I think this is what, number five, is it, or number six? I don't know how many episodes we've done. But it's happened. It's been too long, in my opinion, but I understand why. It is a federal court case. I presume, again, it's at the Southern District of New York. They're the same court that had Anthony Weiner's laptop. And it was only Loretta, was it Loretta Lynch? She was the one who stopped it. She put a thing on because their police were going to go live. But
I believe so.
That was over Weiner and Humer Aberdeen, but this is Diddy. So it's been filed at the Southern District of New York. He is in New York. What I can tell you so far, before we're going to read it word for word, this document, there's no time limit on this show. We're going to read through it and we're going to discuss as we go. It's myself and Christine, because Christine is the hip hop queen. So we're going to go through it. We're going to discuss it. But what I do know is apparently the arrest was due to happen actually today at some point on Tuesday, the 17th. Obviously, in America, it's Eastern Standard Time, 5 hours behind us. But for some reason, they hurried it forward. They moved it forward, whether they thought he was going to go flee the country. But he had gone to New York, I think, to show good grace, as so they're saying. You know, it makes it, oh look, to enchant to what's the
Be
word,
available for the court
for the
case,
court, and to
basically.
show that he's complying to the court, you know, rather than being overmind. So it looks like he's applying to the court. So originally, apparently, the arrest was going to be today, but it all happened yesterday, the arrest. So we've got the sealed indictment. Christine's got a load of notes. Oh, by the way, we are joined by the hip hop queen, Christine Miner. Hello, darling.
Hey, this is such an exciting day. And in case nobody has made note of this, happy Q Day. Today is the 17th.
Absolutely.
I love it.
More about that later. Let's through this document, Christine, because you were the one of the people who were sending us all the messages. What time did it hit you before we dive in? What time did it all come up to you? Did you see it?
I think I was up around 10:30, 11, somewhere in there, and I started seeing what was interesting is earlier in the day I got a prophetic message about Diddy, and I went, "What?" And I shared it. It was from Marcus Rogers, and I thought that's so interesting because there had been something else about Diddy, and it was just random. And I said, "God, what's going on with Diddy?" And I just heard a laugh. And I was like, oh, okay. And then later that night, last night, before I went to bed, boom, they arrested Diddy. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
And it struck me so strange, the timing of it, because obviously, it's going to change the news cycle. And I'll leave that there until later. So
I think I know
it's
where you're going with that one. Yes, very good.
very interesting timing on that, I thought.
Indeed. Right. Let's get to it. So we are doing this. Bear with us because it's our first time trying to do this. So I don't have to make a video. So we're doing it as we go along. So we've got the paperwork here. So, United States District Court, Southern District of New York, sealed indictment 24CR. Do you know what that means? 24CR is criminal. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would be criminal.
Okay, so it's America, United States of America versus, get this, Sean Combs, aka Puff Daddy, aka P. Diddy, aka Diddy, aka PD, aka Love. God, he needs to be arrested just for that. Okay, so we're going to go through. So we have count one. And this is what the grand jury heard. And this is what the grand jury are going to be charging him. So we're going to read through all the points. And this is the overview. So point one. For decades, Sean Combs, we're just going to call him Diddy. For years, Diddy abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct. To do so, Combs relied on the employees, resources, and influence of the multifaceted business empire that he led and controlled, creating a criminal enterprise whose members and associated engaged in and attempted to engage in, among other crimes, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice. So, I think that's pretty
Very
clear. We don't need to
interesting.
go any further into that. I think that spells it out all okay. That first section, number two. Diddy operated his business headquarters at various times in Manhattan and LA under a variety of United States-based corporate entities, including Bad Boy Entertainment, Combs Enterprises, Combs Global. And Clume's corporate entities, which are basically all of these little side gigs. Among other things, the recording labels, a recording studio, a clothing line, an alcoholic spirits business, a marketing agency, and a television network and media company. Self-explanatory there. Number three. At all times relevant in this indictment, Diddy engaged in a persistent and pervasive pattern of abuse towards women and other individuals. This abuse at times was verbal, emotional, physical, and sexual. As part of his pattern of abuse, Combs manipulated women to participate in highly orchestrated performances and sexual activity with male commercial sex workers. At times, Combs and others, acting as his direction, made arrangements for women and commercial sex workers to fly to Combs's location. Combs ensured participation from the women by, among other things, obtaining and distributing narcotics to them, controlling their careers, leveraging their financial support, and threatening to cut the same, and using intimidation and violence. So we learned a lot about this through the Rodney Jones case, through Cassie's case, and the others. Have you got anything to add, or this is all quite self-explanatory here, isn't it, Christine?
It is. Yeah, I would just read
Okay.
through. You're good.
Number four, the physical abuse by Diddy was recurrent and widely known. On numerous occasions from at least in or around the 2009 mark and continuing for years, Combs assaulted women by, among other things, striking, punching, dragging, throwing objects, and kicking them. These assaults were at times witnessed by others and included one instance at an LA hotel in about March 2016, which was captured on video and later publicly reported, where Combs kicked and dragged and threw a vase at a woman, which is Cassie. When a member of hotel staff intervened, Combs attempted to bribe the staff member to ensure their silence. Didn't know that bit. Diddy's
Yeah.
violence was also not limited to these women. It extended to his employers, witnesses to his abuse, and others. Diddy used the Combs business to, including certain employees, to carry out and facilitate and cover up his abuse and commercial sex. These employees included security staff, household staff, personal assistants, high-ranking supervisors, and other close associates acted as Diddy's intermediaries, and their conduct was facilitated and assisted by Diddy's control of the Diddy business, Combs business. Combs Enterprise number six. from around 2008 through on and about the date of the filing of this indictment, Diddy and others, known and unknown, were members and associates of a criminal organisation. And in brackets, it's got Combs Enterprises. Members and associates of the Combs Enterprises engaged in and attempted to engage in, amongst other activities, sex trafficking, forced labour, interstate transportation for the purpose of prostitution, coercion, enticement to engage in prostitution, narcotics offences, kidnapping, arson, bribery and obstruction of justice. Number 7. Combs Enterprises, including its leadership and members and associates, constituted as an enterprise, as defined by Title 18, the United States Code, Section 1961, in brackets 4, a group of individuals associated, in fact, although not a legal entity. So these are his hangers-on, basically. Consisted is mainly of Sean Combs. That's it. The Combs Enterprise consisted of Diddy, entities within the Combs business, including but not limited to Bad Boy Enterprises, Combs Global, individuals, employers, and associates with Combs, and others known and unknown. 8. The Combs Enterprise constituted an ongoing organization whose members functioned as a continuing unit for a common purpose of achieving the objectives of Combs Enterprises, which was all of the stuff, the crimes listed above. So these people are actually included it when they say his associates and people employed. This is what they mean by the enterprise, and these charges, I presume, will leak down to them. So this is just going over who they're relating to in these bits. Diddy and others and unknown participated in unlawful and other activities related to the conduct of Combs Enterprise affairs. So the Combs Enterprise affairs would be all of the crimes, the drugs, the racketeering, the trafficking, the transportation of people for prostitution. These individuals include certain business employees, such as member of Combs security staff, household staff. So we're looking at KK here. We're also looking at a gentleman called Richard Greenhill. Interesting, he is associated with Lou Taylor. Lou Taylor is head of TriStar Entertainment and Sports, who had Britney Spears under conservatorship. They also were trying to get Kesha in the conservatorship. They had Bam Margera, who was in Jackass. They tried to go after him. They tried to go after Kanye. This is who Lou Taylor is. She is the devil. She is disgusting. And Richard Greenhill is associated to her. And obviously she is, they must all be involved within this. So what was the purpose of Combs Enterprises? Operating a global business in the media, entertainment and lifestyle industries, including, among other things, record labels, recording studios, apparel line, alcoholic spirits, business marketing agencies and television network. Preserving, protecting, promoting, enhancing the power, reputation and brand of Diddy. Diddy was a musician, an entrepreneur and a figure in the entertainment industry. Enriching members and associates of Diddy's enterprise, including its leader, Diddy, and in particular those who demonstrated loyalty to Diddy and willingness to conceal his crimes. Preserving, protecting, promoting and enhancing the power of Diddy's enterprises, including the power of its leader, Diddy, through violence, use of firearms, threats, violence, coercion and verbal, emotional, physical and sexual abuse. Fulfilling the purpose of desires of Diddy, particularly those related to his sexual gratification, including the exploitation of women and the use of commercial sex workers. Enabling Diddy and other members and associates of Diddy's enterprise to engage in unlawful acts of violence, including sexual violence, sex trafficking, forced labour, interstate transportation for purposes of prostitution, coercion, enticement to engage in prostitution, narcotics distribution, and other crimes, and concealing the commission of such acts. Securing absolute loyalty from members of the Coombe industry, including through acts of violence and threats. protecting Combs Enterprises and its members and associates, including Diddy, from detection and prosecution by law enforcement authorities through acts of intimidation, manipulation, bribery. So this is what they used to ensure that no one went and grassed on Diddy, basically. Means and methods of enterprise. Among the means and methods of Diddy's enterprise, Diddy and other members and associates of the enterprise conducted and participated in the conduct of affairs of the Combs Enterprise, including Diddy and other members wielded the power and prestige of Diddy's role as Combs' business to intimidate, threaten, lure female victims into Combs' orbit, often under the pretense of a romantic relationship. Diddy then forced threats of force, coercion to cause victim to engage in extended sex acts with male. This is all coming from Cassie, isn't it? With male commercial sex worker and Combs referred to, amongst others, freak-offs. Freak-offs were elaborate and produced sex performance that Diddy arranged, directed, masturbated during, and often electronically recorded. In arranging these freak-offs, Diddy, with the assistance of members and associates, transported, caused to be transported, commercial sex workers across state lines and internationally. Freak-offs occurred regularly, sometimes lasted multiple days, and often involved multiple commercial sex workers. During the freak-offs, Combs distributed a variety of controlled substances to the victims, in part to keep the victims obedient and compliant. Sometimes unbeknown to the victims, Diddy kept videos he filmed of the victims engaging in the sex act with commercial sex workers. After freak-offs, Combs and the victims typically received IV fluids to recover from the physical exertion and drug use. Members and associates of Combs Enterprise, including high-ranking supervisors, security staff, household staff, personal assistants, and other Combs business employees, facilitated the freak-offs by, among other things, booking hotel rooms for the freak-offs, stocking the hotel rooms in advance with required freak-off supplies, including controlled substances, baby oil, lubricant, extra linen, and lighting. Lighting? Is that for the filming? Is that for the production? Who knows? Cleaning hotel rooms after the freak-offs to try to mitigate room damage, arranging for travel for victims, commercial sex workers, and Diddy to and from the freak-offs, resupplying Diddy with requested supplies, delivering large sums of cash to Diddy to pay the commercial sex workers. This is all this Richard Greenhill. Scheduling the delivery of IV fluids. In or about March 2024, during searches of Diddy's residence in Miami, Florida, and LA, law enforcement seized various freak-off supplies, including narcotics and more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil. Oh, it's so dirty, isn't it? It's absolutely dirty. Okay, next section. Diddy subjected victims to physical, emotional, and verbal abuse to cause the victims to engage in the freak-offs. Diddy maintained control over his victims through, among other things, physical violence, promises of career opportunities, granting and threatening to withhold financial support, and by other coercive means, including tracking their whereabouts, dictating the victim's appearance, monitoring their medical records, controlling their housing, and supplying them with controlled substances. During and separate from the freak-offs, Diddy, among other things, hit, kicked, threw objects at, dragged victims at times by the hair. These assaults often resulted in injuries that took days or weeks to heal. Now, we know that Cassie had to go into hiding, and I do believe Kim Porter, who was happened all before and during the Cassie years. Combs also threatened victims' careers and livelihoods, including if they resisted participating in freak-offs. Victims believed they could not refuse Diddy's demands without risking their financial or job security, or without repercussions in the form of physical and emotional abuse. Diddy also used the sensitive, embarrassing, and incriminating recordings that he made during the freak-offs as collateral to ensure the continued obedience and silence of his victims. Really, bells, all this video recording? It's a bit Epstein-ish. Well, we know he was on Epstein Island and on the plane. Okay, members and associates of Combs Enterprise, including Combs, security personnel, and at times carried firearms On more than one occasion, Combs himself carried and brandished firearms to intimidate and threaten others, including witnesses and victims to his abuse. In or about March 2024, during the searches, residents of Florida, Miami and LA, law enforcement seized firearms and ammunition, including three AR-15s with a defaced serial number. Well, that's a no-no, is it not? That's a huge no-no.
It's a huge no-no, yeah.
As well as a drum magazine. Members and associates of Diddy enabled Diddy's control over victims by following his direction regarding financial payments to victims, advancing or suppressing the victim's career opportunities, and acquiring the controlled substances Diddy used to keep his victims compliant. Members and associates of Diddy's enterprise at times witnessed Diddy's violence towards the victims or the victims' injuries caused by Diddy without intervening. Instead, members and associates of Diddy's enterprises helped conceal the violence and abuse by, among other things, assisting Combs in monitoring and preventing victims from leaving locations such as hotels or any of Combs' residences. These occasions included instances which a victim was required to remain in hiding. As we've just said, this is what they did to Kim Porter. Members and associates of Diddy also assisted Diddy in locating and contacting victims who attempted to flee his abuse. When employers witnessed to his abuse or others threatened Combs' authority or reputation, Diddy and members of his associates of the enterprise engaged in acts of violence, threats of violence, threats of financial and reputational harm and verbal abuse. These acts of violence included kidnapping and arson. In addition, on multiple occasions, Diddy threw both objects and people, as well as hit, dragged, choked and shoved others. When Diddy's authority or reputation was threatened by possibility of negative publicity or legal or lawful enforcement against him, including in or around 2023 following public allegations of Diddy's crimes, Diddy and members and associates of the enterprise pressured witnesses and victims, including through attempted bribery, to stay silent, not to report what they experienced or knew to law enforcement. On phone calls, Diddy and other members and associates of the enterprise, among other things, provided these victims and witnesses a false narrative of events in an effort to conceal Diddy's crimes. Diddy caused these calls to be recorded on at least two occasions. I'm going to let Christine carry on reading through the racketeering because I need to get a drink because my throat's sore.
All right.
And Diddy and Christine's going to read through the racketeering from point 13, my love.
Yes, I got it. So the racketeering conspiracy from at least in or about 2008 through on or about the date of the filing of this indictment in the Southern District of New York and elsewhere, Puffy or Diddy, the defendant, and others known and unknown, being persons employed by and associated with the Combs Enterprise, described in paragraphs 6 through 12 of this indictment, an enterprise engaged in and the activities of which affected interstate and foreign commerce, knowingly combined, conspired, confederated, and agreed together with each other to violate the racketeering laws of the United States, to wit, Title 18, S Code Section 1962C, that is to conduct, participate directly and indirectly in the conduct of the affairs of the Combs Enterprise through a pattern of racketeering activity. As that term is defined in Title 18 U.S. Code Sections 1961-1 and 1961-5, consisting of multiple acts involving kidnapping chargeable under the following provisions of state law: California Penal Code 207, kidnapping; California Penal Code 21A, and I'll need you to scroll. There we go. Conspiracy. Multiple acts involving arson chargeable under the following provisions of state law: California Penal Code 451, arson. Sorry, up a little. Other way. There we go. Up to that last. Okay. So we've got attempt, aiding and abetting, and conspiracy. Go ahead. Multiple acts involving bribery chargeable under the following provisions of state law: California Penal Code 137, bribery of a witness. They've got attempt. You've got, go up just a little bit. Okay. Lost my spot. Sorry.
I think you're at multiple acts indictable under Title 18 related to tampering with a witness, victim, or an informant.
Right. So we've got, yeah.
So we've got a few of these. I'm just looking at the, so when you get down to H, I'm going to go through some of what these drugs. I'm going through these drugs. So multiple offences involving the possession with intent to distribute or distribution of narcotics and controlled substances, including cocaine, oxycodone. Oxycontin is alprazolam. I'm just having a look to see what methylene.
It's basically methamphetamine.
Okay, meth. Okay, yep. So what's 4-bromide?
That is
bromo,
like dimethoxy or phenthylamine. So you've got gamma hydroxyburic acid and ketamine. Basically, the drugs break down like this because I took notes of those earlier.
Okay.
So the narcotics that they were using was ketamine, ecstasy, and GSB. And those were the drugs used to sedate people and make them very compliable.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay, carry on.
Okay, so it was part of the conspiracy that Sean or Diddy agreed to commit at least two acts of racketeering activity in the conduct of the affairs of Combs Enterprise. From at and this is the notice of special sentencing factor number 15, from at least in or about 2009 up to and including in or about 2018 in the Southern District of New York and elsewhere, as part of this agreement, his agreement to conduct and participate in conduct of the affairs of the Combs Enterprise through a pattern of racketeering activity, Diddy, the defendant, agreed to, in and affecting interstate and foreign commerce, knowingly recruit, entice, harbor, transport, provide, obtain, advertise, maintain, patronize, and solicit by any means a person knowing in reckless disregard of the fact that means of force, threats of force, fraud, and coercion, as described in Title 18, U.S. Section 1951 E2, and any combination of such means would be used to cause the person to engage in a commercial sex act in violation of that same code.
Right. Let's break that down, because that was just count one.
Yeah. That was count one. We're talking about RICO charges. And if you'll remember, guys, when we first broke this story and they came out with the RICO charges, I said, oh my gosh, he is not going to walk away from this. There's no way he walks from this, because it's not just him. It's him. It's everyone around him. It's anybody associated with him that has helped to facilitate any of this. There are
and
so
that's the enterprise
many.
Where he's saying the enterprise is that, where he says
that's
yeah, the people,
that's everybody that's buying baby oil, y'all, for these events. You're
absolutely, you
know, there are so many butt cheeks clenching today, it's not even funny. And it, you know, we have waited a long, long time for this news, but it still strikes me, the timing of this. I will say this. I watched a Southern District of New York, Damian Williams came out and gave a press conference on this indictment. And he said that the charges were racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, interstate transportation of prostitution, He said from 2008 to present. He used his business empire to carry out sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, obstruction of justice by force, abuse, freak offs, narcotics, including the ketamine, ecstasy, and GSP.
Wow.
Violent, he hit, kicked, dragged through the vase. There were multiple assaults, all for control.
Yeah.
And he said within this RICO indictment, they purchased over 1,000 bottles. They found over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube in his house when they did the raid, along with the three AR-15s where the serial numbers had been defaced.
Wow,
So
wow.
that's what we, that was just a recap of everything that we just read.
Yeah,
But
we're going to
what's
go on to the
interesting,
sex trafficking now.
yeah, and it's
Count two.
interesting to remember the people that scheduled the hotel rooms, the people that stocked the hotel rooms, the people that set up the lighting, they're all on the carpet standing right beside him right now. This is not just him. So the,
And we know that various members like Jay-Z,
yeah.
we're looking at Ashton Kutcher, we're looking at Jay-Z, we're looking at Kevin Hart, we're looking at Usher, we're looking at Rick Ross. The list is just endless because a lot of them conducted the freak-offs, were there directing.
Well, what's Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Cuba Gooding Jr. Let's get on with this. And so we got
Yeah.
count two now. Sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion. And this is victim one. The grand jury further charges from in or about 2009 up and into and including in or about 2018 in the Southern District of New York and elsewhere, Diddy in and affecting interstate and foreign commerce, knowingly recruited, enticed, harbored, transported, provided, obtained, advertised, maintained, patronized, and solicited by any means a person, knowing and in reckless disregard of the fact that means of force, threats of force, fraud and coercion, as described in Title 18, United States Code 1591(e)(2), and any combination of such means would be used to cause the person to engage in a commercial sex act and attempted, aided, and abetted, and willfully caused the same, to witness Combs recruited, enticed, harbored, transported, and maintained a person, victim one, and attempted, aided, and abetted, and willingly caused victim one to engage in commercial sex act, knowing and in reckless disregard of the fact that victim one was engaging a commercial sex act as a result of force, fraud, and coercion. That made sense to me completely.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Count three, the transportation to engage in prostitution. From 2009 up to and including 2024, again, Southern District of New York, Diddy knowingly transported an individual interstate and foreign commerce with the intent that the individual engage in prostitution and attempted, aided, and abetted, and willfully caused the same to wit, to is that to witness? To wit? Is that right? Is it to witness?
To wit, it's just a, it's a legal term.
Okay, to
Just, yeah.
wit, Diddy transported, aided, and abetted, and willingly caused the transportation of female victims and commercial sex workers to interstate and foreign commerce on multiple occasions with the intent that they engage in prostitution. Forfeit, how do you pronounce that?
Forfeiture
Forfeiture
allegations.
allegations as a result of committing the offence alleged in count one of this indictment, Diddy shall fortify to the United States pursuant of Title 18, United States Code 1963,
Let me
any and all
back
intro.
up just a second. Diddy shall forfeit, which means he has to give up. So when it's
Ah.
talking
Right,
forfeiture
you carry on with this because
allegations,
yeah, I don't understand the
that's
word.
okay.
But you crack on from 18.
Got it. So these are the forfeiture allegations. Diddy has must forfeit to the United States pursuant to Title 18 U.S. Code Section 1963 any and all interest the defendant acquired or maintained in violation of Title 18 U.S. Section 1962, any and all interest in securities of claims against and property or contractual rights of any kind, that's important, affording a source of influence over the enterprise named and described herein, which the defendant established, operated, controlled, conducted, and participated in the conduct of, in violation of Title 18, Section 1962. And any and all property constituting and derived from proceeds obtained directly and indirectly, said offense, including but not limited to the sum of money in United States currency representing the amount and pro. Whoa, go back up. Little more. Little more. There you go. Of proceeds traceable to the commission of said offense. As a result of committing the offense alleged in count two of this indictment, the defendant shall forfeit the U.S. pursuant to Title 18 U.S. Section Code 19, or I'm sorry, 1594, any and all property, real and personal, involved in, used, or intended to be used to commit or to facilitate the commission of said offense, and any and all property. Property traceable to such property, and any and all property, real and personal, constituting or derived from proceeds obtained directly or indirectly as a result of said offense, including but not limited to a sum of money in U.S. currency representing the amount of property involved in said offense and proceeds traceable to that offense. As a result of committing the offense alleged in count three of this indictment, Diddy the defendant shall forfeit to the United States pursuant to Title 18, Section Code 2428, any and all property, real and personal, constituting or derived from, basically, if he has sinned in the house belongs to the United States. Not him anymore. All of his property, it can be a car, it can be a house, it can be a business, it can be a club, it can be a corporate, whatever. If he used it in any of these things, it's not his anymore. That's
This
basically what
going
that's all
back to that,
saying.
to what Trump signed years ago, that any
Yeah,
business
that's
entity
right.
involved in crimes against humanity is pretty
There
much,
you go.
they would remove it.
Okay.
This is it, is it?
Hello, honey. Look at how this all ties back to Trump. Look at the timing of this. Why do you think they did it yesterday instead of today as scheduled? Because they had to change the freaking news cycle. Everybody was on to them. They know it's them. They've been caught red-handed. We all know they're trying to kill our freaking president. We're not going to stand for it. The second attempt was made on Trump's life. Everybody's up in arms. What I love, I mean, this all ties together. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. So yeah, exactly right. Trump, I'm telling you, the man, God has used him since day one to set this entire plan in motion, to set the biggest trap that they could ever walk in, and they thought they were going to sacrifice one of their own and just throw him under the bus, go ahead and put this out there, and everything would have gone away. Everybody would have forgot about the Trump assassination. We would have been so focused on Diddy, but here's the deal. They forgot about Ron DeSantis, and we'll cover that later.
Okay, carry on.
Ooh.
Carry on.
All right. So what we're getting into here now is the substitute assets provision. If any of the above described forfeitable property as a result of any act or omission of the defendant cannot be located upon the exercise of due diligence, has been transferred or sold to or deposited with a third person, has been placed beyond the jurisdiction of the court, has been substantially diminished in value, or has been commingled with other property which cannot be subdivided without difficulty, it is the intent of the United States, pursuant to Title 18, 1963 M, Title 21, U.S. Code 853 P, and blah, 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 okay, to seek forfeiture of any other property of the defendant up to the value and above forfeitable property. So if you think you're going to sell something, go ahead. We're going to take everything you made on it and another property at least equal to that. What else you got? He will have nothing and be happy. Does that sound familiar?
Wow. And of course, we had the guy who's sitting in prison. We've had the guy who's sitting in prison. When we got confused, of we were talking about different cases, weren't we? What's the dude who just won that case?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm still on Jonathan
Oddie. Did he pays, how much was it? 100 million?
I thought you said 100,000.
Here we go. Yeah, it is 100 million. It was 100 million. Okay. And it was to Derek Lee Cardello Smith, who was a 51-year-old inmate in Michigan, was granted, this was weeks ago, was granted the temporary restraining order against Diddy.
Yeah.
And in June, he filed the civil lawsuit claiming that he was drugged, sexually assaulted by Diddy at a party in 97.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy failed to appear for a hearing in the case. And he asked the judge, could she put a freeze on him trying to sell any of his
assets? His assets.
He's got this lawsuit. She agreed to it, even though he's sitting in a Michigan jail for disgusting charges as well. She agreed that. And then they set the court date for June. He never showed up. So they awarded this dude the 100 million.
Absolutely.
And then a couple of days later, we had one of the singers from Danity Kane, not the blonde one, it was another one. She's come out, and I think I'm not sure if they've agreed a figure on that, but that's yet another one. So,
well, and I have a tagline.
I think what we were just reading.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're going to seize all of his assets. It's done. He owns nothing at this point. Once this goes through, he is so done. I want to share something that Damian Williams from the Southern District of New York shared to our listening audience. This is very important. We have people that listen, obviously, in the UK and in the United States and in several other
Australia,
countries around the world.
We've got a lot of listeners in Australia.
Yeah, we're very grateful to all of you. But I do want to bring this up. If you have any information on this case, any information, any tips at all, Damian Williams from the Southern District of New York has asked people to call 877-4, H like horse, S like Sam, I like indigo, tip, T-I-P. So if you have a tip, call it in to 877-4-HSI-TIP. And that's going to go directly to the prosecutors in this case, and we certainly appreciate it. God bless them and all they're doing.
I was working today, I just messaged you, we need to do a show.
Yeah.
You've done reams totally of notes, so let's go through, let's make some, let's look at some key points and some links to other things. Over to you.
When I found out about this last night, everything in me went, why now? I mean, they did this at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. So, you know, it's going to be the breaking story of today because most people had already, you know, shut down for the night. But it was so interesting. I thought the timing is just weird after this second assassination attempt on Trump. And obviously, it looks like they're trying to sacrifice one of their own. But you know who interrupted that? And I'm going to tell you, it's been a roller coaster of emotions with me and this man. I agree with a lot that he does. I love him as a governor, but I hated him as a candidate for president. Not hated literally, but Ron DeSantis, God bless him.
Go on.
I watched when they had yesterday the news update of the Trump assassination and all of the local sheriffs, the FBI, the CIA, or not CIA, the Special Service, just Secret Service, I'm sorry. All these people were here to give this press conference. And it was very interesting. Everybody ran through, and the local police did a phenomenal job. So what happened with this Trump assassination was he was playing golf. He was on hole 5, and his Secret Service had gone up to hole 6 to scan it before he got there. And they saw a rifle, like the barrel of a gun, apparently sticking out of some bushes. And they start shooting at this guy in the bushes. And he runs off. He leaves his backpack, his AR-15, and his GoPro right there where he was, jumped in his car, and took off. A local resident saw him, thought it was very suspicious, followed him, and got a picture of his license plate, called it into the local sheriff's office. Boom. They had him tracked down in no time flat. And it was the local officials that did that. So God bless them. God bless that whistleblower that was brave. And it was a lady that chased this guy down and took the picture of his tag. So thank you to her. But they had a press conference with the local guys, and then they handed it over Secret Service. They said what they had to say, and they handed it over to the FBI. Everybody that had come up seemed human. When the FBI guy walks up, he says, "I am so and so with the FBI. We're going to take this over now." And I thought,
well, there, prior to that, Eric Prince was on with Benny, and Benny said, you know, they said about Ron DeSantis, he said, "Eric Prince, what should DeSantis do?" And Eric Prince said, "This is what needs to be done. You have jurisdiction over this case. You can take this case. It, you know, we know what happened with the one Crooks, you know, everything gone. You've got right. This is what you need to do." And I do believe after that press conference, he came
out. Yeah.
Go on.
It was beautiful. Ron DeSantis came out and he said, the state is more powerful than the Fed. By the way, whatever happened to the Las Vegas shooter? Can we get an update on the Pennsylvania shooter? Where are the answers to those? I think we're going to go ahead and keep this here. We have no intention of turning this man over to the feds. We have a stake in this. This is our state. And we will handle this investigation. So, and he promised absolute open, honest transparency to the public. He said, "There's no reason we can't do this in real time and share it with people." So that's what's happening. And we will get an answer to this. And now I think what happened was this. I think the reason they got a jump on Diddy is because the Black Hats would like to have sacrificed one of their own, thrown somebody under the bus, changed the news cycle, and moved on. But I think the White Hats said, "Oh, I don't think so, Skippy. Yeah, go ahead, sacrifice yours. Great move. Now watch what we do." And DeSantis goes, "Nanny, nanny, nanny, you don't get him." It was no trade. There was no trade this time. They didn't get the guy they wanted. And we did. And I think God is using all of this in our favor. And it is beautiful. The state has more jurisdiction than the Fed. The Southern District of Florida is trying to prosecute Trump, why should they be given this case in the first place?
The Southern District of New York, you mean?
No, of Florida. And Ron DeSantis said that. He said, I don't feel very comfortable giving the Southern District of Florida, who is trying to prosecute Trump.
So are they federal?
Yeah. Right. He said, why would they be given this case? No, thank you. No, thank you. So here's what's funny to me. I've got so many notes. Here we go. The media hyped this whole thing up to change the narrative away from the Trump assassination because it's obvious they're complicit. Trump stands for righteousness. He intends to create an environment for which righteousness can thrive, and the evil entities running our politics, arts and entertainment, education, family, economics, church, and media, all seven mountains of our society, are trying to usher in the Antichrist, which is why we have these sickening agendas that we do, the LGBTQ, the WHO, the WEF, all of it, Agenda 2030. It's all the same thing. But they're trying to change the environment to allow the Antichrist to rise up. And there is a solution in this. And the solution is, it's a battle for our mind. And we have to recognize that. We have to understand that the battle for our mind is real, that they are trying to brainwash us in the media. We all know that. They are trying to change us, our DNA, through the food and the air and the water and everything, chemicals, every single thing we touch and use, even our clothes. Nothing is, you know, if people understood their power, they would understand why they're fighting so hard to take us all out. It's because we have the power. We are more powerful than they are. We have the power, and we're going to use it, and we are going to stand up and represent. But the first thing we have to do is stand up and repent and get right before God. And we have got to have a revival worldwide to set the captives free and to get free of this upside down world. That's where we are. That's exactly where we are. It's just amazing. It's amazing to me how it all ties together.
Yeah, I'm just seeing what the latest is on Diddy. Apparently three of Diddy's children arrive at the courthouse. That was half an hour ago. At least three of Diddy's children came to the federal courthouse in New York City today. Three of his sons, Quincy, Christian, and Justin, arrived at federal court at about 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So about an hour ago.
There is supposed to be a news update soon. Let me see if they've
He's obviously going live. In front of a judge. He's obviously going, if they've arrived at the courthouse.
Yeah.
15 minutes ago, too many victims of Diddy's have suffered in silence, the lawyer of the accuser says. The lawyer for Dawn Richard said too many victims have suffered in silence but can now find justice in the federal prosecution of the music mogul. So like many alleged victims, Ms. Richard suffered in silence for a long time. Richard's attorney, Arik Fudali, told NBC News, Coombs made his first appearance, when he made his first appearance before the judge, he faces a 3-count of indictment and stemming from his alleged years of sexual abuse. So he must have gone in front of the judge already.
Yeah, they are supposed to have a press conference any moment if they haven't already since we've been on air.
I think they have
outside the court. Okay. So I've got that pulled up and I'll watch it when
we'll go and watch that. So that's it. We've run through, as I say, we've been discussing this since November. It would be good. Maybe we'll pop on for a little update a bit later. Let's have a look and see about Jonathan Oddie's movements. I wonder if he was brought, because obviously this was a grand jury indictment. I'm wondering.
Give me a minute. I'm going to look him up real fast.
I wonder, did Jonathan Oddie, because it's secret, isn't it? You don't know who's appearing at the grand jury. But I wonder if Jonathan Oddie attended. That'd be very interesting to know. But I don't think we'll find out. He's probably still waiting to be put in front of a judge. The poor guy. How many years is it he's been sitting in there? Six years without going in front of a judge. It's crazy. Christine's on it, though. So, yeah, let's see what happens. Hopefully, we're going to find out about the other conspirators within this. There are so many, it's ridiculous. I mean, that the people that you saw, who was that Martha Stewart was at one of the parties, one of his white parties at his house. You know, all these different people were attended there. And there must be very, very nervous people around at the moment. Okay, what you found?
Okay, I'm doing a search right now. Give me just 2 seconds. Here we go. Jonathan Oddie. We shared the same birthday. Every time I pull that up, I'm like, oh, we have the same birthday. I know. I'm like, oh, I'm so proud. I know. You shot up the Trump place, but seriously, you're a really good guy and I like you. Okay. I'm trying to dig down into this. It's really getting thick.
Well, it's 6 years.
I know.
He hasn't gone in front of the judge. Long.
It's insane. So he was arrested May 18th, 2018.
Bloody hell, 6 years.
I know. Ago. I know. And I am still not seeing. I mean, he's sitting there on a $50 balance due charge. It's like, really? But he's been a witness in so many of these cases, and we'll find out.
Keeping him safe, aren't they? Because
I think so. I think so. Yeah. I would not, can I just throw, I'm going to throw something out here, you guys, that I would normally not throw out here. It would not surprise me if the Brunson brother case suddenly came back. All of a sudden, because we have had so many prophecies where God is saying, you'll go to bed one way and wake up another, and where he's saying, you will look for your enemies, but you will see them no more. And it's like they all go at one time.
Yeah. I'm wondering, we've got the court cases that we've been following here with Mark Sexton and David Leite. As well, during the whole COVID thing, there was the court case 97. I can't remember. I used to reel it off, that 973, whatever, court case with regards to midazolam and the purchase of the midazolam and the murder of all the innocent people within the hospitals and the care homes. And it kept being rejected. And Mark's an ex-police officer. But anyway, so that's what we've got for you now. We will keep an eye on if anything does happen. We'll come back. Bear with us. We're just testing out tonight. We're trying to do it as a video. So bear with us.
And we would really love your feedback on this, because I know just reading through a document like that, it was 14 pages that you listened to. So thanks for listening.
I know, and I was getting tongue-tied.
It's okay. I mean, it just is what it is. But it's important that people are educated and that they can say, I've seen it, I've read it, I've looked at it, I know what's in it. And you're speaking from a place.
So the charge is really, we're looking at racketeering.
Yeah.
Trafficking, kidnapping.
The charges specifically are for sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, obstruction of justice. The two things that jumped out at me that I'm going to have to deep dive on a little more are the IV fluids and the
vitamins,
arson.
Because they'd be giving the IV fluids, vitamin infusions to get the energy back. That's the real thing over in America. I mean, they do it here, but it's a huge.
Oh,
so they're having, they sit there with the infusions of vitamin. So I presume, wow. That's how I read it. just to like, because their body's in such a mess and after being abused in the way.
Wow.
What was the other thing you wanted to look into? The arson.
Arson.
Yeah. I think that results, I think that's Kid Cudi's when he blew up the car.
Yeah, that's what I had heard. And I just was not very familiar with that whole incident, I guess.
Kid well, you did. I'm sure. Yeah, you are. Because was it Cassie's or was it Kim Porter's? It was Cassie's, wasn't it? He heard that Cassie was, Kid Cudi was interested in her or something, or they were going to go on a date, and he threatened to blow up his car, and then the next day his car was blown up.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I don't, you know me. I'm the queen of hip hop, but I don't know any of these people. Okay.
Okay, guys, so, that's it. libertytactics.co.uk. We will be on top of this. Any updates, we'll come back.
Yeah, thanks for listening and have a blessed night, guys.
God bless, guys.